Okay, this is Flies on the Wall podcast. This is the introductions. I'm Tiffany. This is Debbie.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Debbie. Okay, we're going to go to normal voices now because we're not flies. Okay, just a second. I got to push the right button.
Ooh.
That's not the right button. I'm a tune again. Okay, hold on. No, I don't want to be a monster. What's happening?
I don't know.
You're the button. There we go. No, that's not us either. How do I turn this off?
I don't know.
Jimmy.
I don't know how to turn it off.
Okay, we can restart once we figure out.
What? Shut up. Okay, there we are. Or is that
us? Yeah.
That's us. Okay.
Look. Looky there.
We're so smart. Okay, so I'm going to this.
Okay, so today we are going to have some kind of structure.
What?
If we can, in our podcast.
Yes, we have an agenda. It's introduce. We did that. Drama Mama, Tiffany's Tidbit, Spill the Tea. At least we aren't Democrats. Debbie Skillet and Request for Trying Beauty Regimes and Random Things. Okay, that's basically our show, but we're going to do it different every week.
Yeah.
We did that already. Yeah. Oh, we didn't introduce ourselves. Okay, I'm going to let Deb go first.
Okay, my name is Deborah, but I will be... Look, faux pas. Anyways, no, my name is Deborah, but I go by Debbie, or Deb, or... whatever you want to call me.
Don't ask me that anything. One.
I am 50-ish years old. Live in Lubbock, Texas. I have 4 children and 4 grandchildren. I'm currently going to school to get my bachelor's in information technology administration. I work full-time. I have my mother, who's 85, who lives next door to me, so I am stretched pretty thin. Now I agreed to do a podcast with Tiffany.
And she's got to go to the gym with me, too.
And then I have to go to the gym.
Because I can't do that stuff by myself.
No. Who wants to go do that by themselves?
No, because people look at us.
Yes.
Yes, and we're looking at people.
Yeah, we're going there because we're going to get some good shit.
Yes, we're going to be spying eyes at the gym and get some juice for the podcast.
And I'm married. I've been married for 25 years to Doug.
Dave.
Doug Dave.
I renamed him Doug.
Yeah, he just calls her whatever comes into his mind usually on that day.
Lucy Goosey or something.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, Tiff. That's all I got to say.
Okay, I'm Tiffany, co-host, and this was my idea. I made Debbie do it. I have 4 kids. Then 1 granddaughter, and I have a master's in business from Wayland. I may be doing the pharmacy tech something, but I may not. I'm not sure about that yet. I work from home, and me and Debbie have a lot of fun, so we're going to do this. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, so a little bit about me and Tiff and our friendship. We're besties, and it didn't take very long for us to become besties. Mm-hmm. It was kind of trippy.
Always
you know?
Up to something.
Yeah, and so we started at work, you know.
we get in trouble a little bit at work.
Yeah, we get in trouble at work. We keep them laughing at work. That's probably why we're still there.
Yes, they told me that, actually.
Oh, there's Tutti Frutti calling.
What? Where?
I guess I'm going to have to put my ringer off.
Who's Tutti Frutti?
That's my granddaughter.
Oh, no. Yeah. She's going to think you're avoiding her.
I know. I'll call her back after
this. Yeah, well, we're almost done. Okay. I mean, halfway, not even. Okay, so I also ghost hunt, and I'm an amateur writer, so, and I write fiction. Yep. Okay, so our introductions are done. You can go to our webpage and look at it more, because I don't really want to keep talking about me.
Yeah, and that is flies, I just went blank, Tiffany.
What is our website? It's www.flies-on-the-wall@gmail.com.
No,
well, that's our email.
No, at podcast.com. Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll put a link in at our website. We're going to have, and the webpage isn't totally done yet, But it is almost done.
Yes, we are not going live till October, so y'all are lucky to get this in May.
Yeah.
Okay, so our next segment is Drama Mama, current drama. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tiff's current drama is she has to pay for a duplex for 4 more months, and she ain't living there. And I'm so mad. I don't like it. I don't want my credit ruined, so I have to pay it. But I'm going to go swimming there because there's a pool. Because if I'm paying that, I'm going to swim.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just, and I'm going to go there late. I mean, it's like they close it at whatever, but I'm going to go there because I'm like, I'm paying this, you know what? So we need to work on some laws about clauses to get out of apartments when you move in with a boyfriend. I mean, it's like there should be something like if you happen to get a boyfriend that you move into with, you should be able to get out of this without any penalties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what? Okay, so Deb, what's your drama for the week?
Well, the list could go on, but I'll just start off with my car.
Yeah, stupid car.
Yeah, I was going to go over to Tiffany's apartment that she's not living at, that she hates paying the rent at, and we were going to do her podcast from there, but today I got in the car and the engine light's on.
She's scared to drive with the engine light. Now, I've driven a lot of cars with the engine light on. That's just like a pretend warning.
Yeah, but what, was they older cars?
I don't know.
I mean, were they like newer cars like mine?
If it ain't smoking, I'm driving it.
Well, that's true. I normally would do that, but that's the only thing I've got.
I have a nail in my tire right now, and I'm still driving.
You crazy.
I know, I'm crazy.
You crazy bitch.
Well, I mean, you have people to call. Like, Debbie would have to come pick me up in her engine light car.
But no, for real. But you know what? It might be a sign that I need to go get that 2017.
I know you want that 17
Ford Bronco.
You know what I want?
Oh, my God.
I want that Ford Flex. It's got 8 seats. I'm Miss Fertile Myrtle. I got one grandkid. I'm pretty sure if all 4 of my kids have at least one kid, I can use that.
Yeah.
Ford Flex.
Yeah, if you're not pregnant either.
I am not pregnant, Debbie. Stop it. She's trying to give the universe mojo. No.
Oh,
she's
my
so
God.
Mean. If it happens, I'm giving it to her. I'll be like, Debbie,
no.
Debbie,
no, I'm allergic to kids.
No, you're not.
No, I love kids.
She loves
But baby. I don't like them.
Right. That's how it is with a man, though.
But that's what happens when you raise your kids, you know, like, we're too old to have kids, Tiffany.
Why are you? Yeah, no kidding. I'm like grandma mode now. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
But
strong.
You're right. That's not going to happen, hopefully.
No. Yeah.
Debbie, other than that, I don't really have any other drama than I'm just crazy.
She's crazy. No, we have drama every day at work, but it's because we make it up.
Yeah. Well, Tiffany makes it up.
I'm always having a travesty over nothing.
Yes, she'll call me and she'll be like, I had this dream.
I dreamed this and I'm so scared. Yeah. I'm scared it's going to happen.
And I'm like, Tiffany.
And she talks me out of it. And then she makes it worse because she Googles crap about it. And then she's like, Tiffany, read this.
I just fall right into, I'm prey to Tiffany.
She is, because I get her going, and then she's like, her husband's over here listening to our conversation, and he's like.
But I can see everything that she says to me. I'm like, yeah. I'm like over here just getting her all even more pumped up. I'm like, I can see that.
Tiffany, sure. I think this, and then I get paranoid, and she's like, don't listen to me, I'm crazy. Okay, don't tell me, man, stop. Okay, so we'll go to the next segment, which is Spill the Tea. Now, this is going to be people. Like, if y'all want to call and tell us some juicy story, you have to change the name because we don't want to slander anybody's name.
Right.
But it will put your story in a bowl. And at the end of the month, we're going to pull it and we're going to give prizes for the best tea.
And we're going to say the story, right?
They're going to call in and tell their story.
Oh, okay.
But we will either change their voice.
Uh-huh.
Or we will change the names because we don't want to slander anybody.
Right. Yes, there's laws.
Well, I just think it's mean.
Well, that too. But do we really care about that?
Do we care about that? No, we don't care. We don't care. Okay, so the next segment. Am I the political one?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm political at heart. And I can talk shit all day long.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough to breathe.
Well, I don't know either. I'm going to just say it. We have a segment called At Least We Aren't Democrats. We do laugh at some of them, yes.
Yes.
I'm a Trumpster.
So am I.
You can hate him if you want. We love him.
I think he's so cute.
He's funny.
I mean, he's so ugly cute.
Well, and his wife is gorgeous. You know she's smart.
Well, yeah, but she just was with him for the money, I'm sure.
What if they listen to this?
Well, it's the truth.
Well, I don't know. But she's smart. Like, she speaks all these languages. She has all these
degrees. I love her.
I love her. And anyway, so this is our segment on At Least We Aren't Democrats. So this week, I Googled a little bit of stuff. So I'm like, what was the big question on the internet was, do Democrats blame anything on Biden? And pretty much from what I got from it is, yes. They were disappointed in how he kind of went,
look. Well, he did. He's crazy. Tiffany. Like,
he did.
Like, it was weird.
That was like the weird uncle you stick in the closet. Like, what? Don't let him talk. Like, what?
That was so funny.
It was. And so even the Democrats were mad at him for that.
I didn't know that. I figured they would be behind him 100%.
I mean, it's just the Google's opinion.
Yeah.
But I did Google and I did search it because I was like, can we say that? Can we say Google?
I don't know. Why not?
I mean,
it's public.
Public knowledge. Okay, so the other thing that was happening is that the Democrats had stupid signs up when Trump was doing his address.
Oh.
But he didn't care. That's why if you are a true Trumpster, you cannot care what people say.
No, you have to have thick skin.
Well, you just treat it like he does. He's a man of action. You have to just, like, show me, like, with your actions. Like, don't care what people say. And people, like, will call you crap. Because
there's a bunch of haters in the world.
I was asked by a Democratic woman why, that she said, you're not feminine. What did she say? You're not.
For the feminist movement.
Yeah, she's like, you're not a feminist because you support Trump. I'm like, bullshit. Because, no, you can be a feminist and like Trump.
Well, yeah.
Because basically he's just sticking up for America.
I mean, I remember when the first election, you know, when that was going on, when families were divided and all that stuff.
Right.
But I was always for him. And I think the reason that I like him so much is because he's real.
Yeah, he's serious. Like, he has nothing to lose.
I don't know if he always knows what he's doing because nobody's perfect, right?
No.
And he does have a diarrhea of the mouth, like me.
Right.
So I understand that.
He has no
But it was more of a, I really believe that he loves America.
He does.
And that he wants the best for us.
Well, he has nothing to lose. He has all this money. He's doing this, like, he don't even take the money. He donates it.
And he almost went broke with all them dumb lawsuits,
right.
I imagine.
Yeah, they were attacking him because he was doing God's will.
Yeah.
You get attacked. That's how you know God's in it, is because the evil world's attacking you.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
anyway,
that.
So that's At Least We're Not Democrats. We're going to have a different segment every week with something.
And will we have people calling in, Tiffany?
Yes, we can. Okay. We are open to listen to Democrats. We will be nice. We will behave. We will blurt out either sides. If you start cussing or you say something really bad about Trump, we will block you. Like, we will, like, blow up
your
voice.
We will kick you to the curb.
You will be told. And I will tell you off because I'm not nice about that. But you are welcome to call in. We will let Democrats and Republicans call
A good debate.
Yeah, a good debate. It's just debating. Yeah. And nothing is set in stone. We're not judging anybody. But I think y'all are wrong. Okay,
no Democrats are going to be talking to us.
Well, they might. I mean, you're welcome to tell us what you think.
I mean, yeah, maybe. But they'll never, ever, ever persuade us to go any
way. I'm so bullheaded. I wouldn't even listen to Debbie and Curtis tell me how to bowl.
She doesn't like me to.
Nobody tells me what to do. And I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. Bratty and cute at the
same
time.
I'm a brat. So what? Oh, my gosh. Has it been? How long has it been? Have you been talking?
I don't know. Let me look at my thing. I forgot I was recording, Tiffany.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so we've only been talking for 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
But that's okay for this first one because we are not actually.
This is just a trial run, and we are going to talk in a minute about other stuff. But let me go to the next segment, which is randomness. Okay. So I Googled it. Liam and Olivia are popular baby names.
What the fuck?
I know! So here's the other thing. Okay, New Zealand has more sheep than people. Can you imagine? That's the kind of stuff I have panic attacks about. Ask Debbie.
Yeah.
Debbie, there's more
sheep. Are we sheep?
There's more sheep. Okay, and then say don't. Oh, the world says don't eat corn. Don't eat corn because it causes inflammation, obesity, and it is genetically modified. But everything you eat in the world is genetically modified.
Well, that too, but corn comes right out the bunghole.
Right. And you know what? We were talking about this. It's like when the pilgrims and the Indians came here and they were eating them, I don't think that the Indians ate it. I think that they were using it as a weapon.
They might have been because they were secretly not wanting to be our friends.
They were, but we were mean too.
Well, oh yeah, we were way meaner than them. They bit off more than they could chew.
Yeah, I think it wasn't a fair fight. Because I remember my history teacher saying that we gave them, like, blankets with malaria or something on it. And I was like, that is cruel.
Yeah.
We weren't nice either. But I'm just thinking that corn is not. I mean, I love corn.
I mean, there's no nutritional value to it, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I mean, I eat it. I love corn on the cob. Yeah. And at the fair, I eat the Mexican popcorn. And
caramel popcorn.
Who invented the first popcorn? Like, yes. Can you imagine? It was just like, we can eat this.
I wonder if it was the Indians.
Maybe.
They put it in their little fire hut.
They put it on their Christmas tree. Oh, yes. Wait, you know what? We gave them Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I need to research Christmas.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving.
Right? Thanksgiving was awesome. I don't really like it because there's no presents.
Yeah.
It's a boring
holiday. They gave each other food, so they were starving to death back then. So I guess that would be technically a present.
But, you know, we forgot to say some stuff about our podcast.
Oh, what?
We, if we ever get proceeds, we will be helping domestic violence.
Oh, most definitely. Because
it's
very passionate.
Every woman or man. I mean, you can be a gay couple, you could be a lesbian couple, you could be a regular couple, and you still could be domestic violence.
Yeah, and you could be a man.
You can. Yeah. Men get beat too.
It's more common than you think.
Our main thing is we're trying to help people get out of it. So we're going to do makeovers because you can't just leave. You have to stay gone.
Well, that, okay, so just leaving it alone is a big process.
Well,
you know,
and
like
the most dangerous time for a woman or a man or whoever that leaves is when you leave.
Right.
So you have to have protection. You have to have a plan. You have to have that's what I'm saying. We're going to do makeovers. We're going to make the domestic violence person feel better.
Yeah.
Get them we're going to help them, like, job, lead them to the job, so get them counseling. We have a life coach. Mm-hmm. We have, metabolic research coming on, a trainer coming on. We're going to be, like, really seriously helping people get makeovers so that they're confident enough.
And if there is anybody that is in a situation, all you have to do is email me at our email, which will be on the website and link.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know I will, and I'm pretty sure Tiffany will. We will do whatever we have to do.
We are trying to help make an awareness of domestic violence because some people, they're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. How will I leave? What will I do?
Because that's the number one thing. Me being a survivor of domestic violence.
I've dealt with it myself. Yeah.
I mean, that was it. I stayed too long because of my mind thinking things like that, you know?
Yes. Well, I mean, different things help your self-esteem. Finishing school, get a makeover, just being pretty, or, you know, just having a group to talk to.
Yeah, and some people, okay, so let's just say that. That's like the number one thing that an abuser would do. They isolate you, right?
You have no one. Yeah. You have to have me. Yeah, well, bullshit. So,
so they don't even have a way to, you know, that's the thing. You know, so they feel like they don't have anybody.
You do feel like you're stuck.
You're stuck.
But my main goal for this podcast, if we get any sponsors, we're still working.
We're going to get sponsors, Tiffany.
I know we're going to. Okay, so my main goal is to, and it's really mean, it's mean. My goal is to make as many abusers die alone as possible.
Yeah.
You're going to die alone. Nobody wants you.
Really, I think God will take care of that anyway.
Yeah, God's all in this. Yeah. If you don't like God, don't even listen to us.
Yeah, because we're all gaudy.
If you don't like Trump and you don't like God, don't listen.
Yeah. We're all Trumpsters and very connected to God.
Yep.
Yes.
God is with us, and he's probably not liking all of our topics, but...
I don't know about that, because in the Bible it says that he knows everything before we do. So
yeah, I know.
He knows what we're going to say before we do it.
We were technically going to, with this podcast, we were going to catch cheaters on dating sites.
Yeah.
And then I was was like, you know, Deb, I think we'll get killed.
We probably would.
And so I was
because we're not very...
We're dumb as dirt. Yeah. I mean, we're book smart people.
Yeah.
I'm dingy as fuck.
Tiffany stinger than me.
I'm dingier. You know, she did a common sense test on me, and I don't have common sense.
Yeah, that's what it said.
It said. I mean...
But you're my friend, and I love you, so you do have a little bit.
Yes, yes. And we will be talking about, like, she talks about Doug. I don't know if I'll talk about Curtis or not. I don't want to hurt his feelings. But
oh, my God.
He said we could talk, as long as we're not mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Doug is, he is my caveman.
He is a caveman.
He is very much a caveman.
And he wins at bowling. Don't ever play bowling.
He wins at everything, Tiffany. You just wait. You haven't even started to see it. If we go, if we play darts, he's going to win. If we play pool, he's going to win. He is he is that kind of competitive person. Like, it sucks, too, right? Because he never lets you win. Just right. I started that one day. I was like, can you not just let me win once? Right. Just once.
That's why I told you when we were bowling, let's get him drunk. And you were like, Tiffany, no. He's already drank 4 beers. It ain't going to work. Then I drink a margarita.
Yeah.
And she was hoping I would curtsy. I don't curtsy when I bowl.
So, I don't know. I just kick my leg up and everything.
She does a curtsy. And she actually was getting strikes.
I know. I was a badass.
Like, Tiffany, curtsy. I was like, I ain't going to do that. It looks stupid.
I have never bowled that good ever. Can you believe that?
But you had a few drinks.
I only had two buds.
You had 3 beers. I saw 3 beers.
Well, maybe 3. But you I think it was 3. Only 2. Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah.
Anyways, and I'm not going to say nothing about Curtis. He's so sweet. He's a
Oh, yes. We are going to say some stuff about Curtis. Yes, we got a lot of stuff about Curtis.
We have a story about him, but I'm not. I'll have to let him know on it first before I put it on him.
Why? Let it be a surprise.
We were debunking him the whole time.
Yeah, Tiffany, I mean, I'm telling you.
You know what Debbie told me? We probably got to go in a minute. But you know what Debbie told me?
What?
You told me it.
What?
She said, Tiffany, you are a handful.
Yes, she's a handful.
I'm not a handful. What?
Yeah, you're a handful.
How am I a handful?
I think it's because your brain never shuts down.
I know, like, that's why I haven't been able to sleep the last few weeks.
But you're funny, though. It's funny. She's really cute, y'all. If you knew her, she's very sweet.
Oh, my God.
But she's dingy in a way, because I remember seeing her when we were in training class together. We didn't know each other yet. And she was like, whoa, wait a minute. Is this thing working? And it was just the way she did it. And I said, and in that moment, I thought, me and her are going to be friends. I just knew it. Yeah, but she's very sweet and kind and dingy.
Yeah,
and funny.
Yeah.
And her imagination is off the chain.
My imagination gets us in trouble with our men. Definitely.
And I just go along with her.
I know. And Doug is just like...
I got her back every time.
Well, Doug gets mad. He's kind of like... No, his name is Dave. I renamed him Doug.
Yeah.
Because I never know which personality's got now coming at me.
Yeah.
And then...
Because he's a caveman.
Curtis is really sweet. And Debbie told
me... Well, he's going to have to grow some thick skin because... He don't even know half the shit we've been talking about.
Well, we weren't talking bad. It's just... I was like, it's a story. We'll do it sometime.
Yeah, we've got a lot of material, don't we?
I actually wrote, I'm an amateur writer, so I actually wrote a story about debunking Mr. Wright.
Yeah,
and
that's going to be good.
It's cute, but it's about Curtis. He's gonna, I don't know, like, I don't know if I should tell him.
Well, you don't have to tell him everything, Tiffany.
If it gets published, though, it'll be free
for
the world.
Free.
I mean, the world will know.
They're not going to buy it?
No, I'm saying it'll be free to the universe. Like,
it'll be out there.
It'll be free-balling. It'll be out there.
Free-balling, Tiffany. Do you know what free-balling means?
I don't have any balls. I want to know that. See what I mean? Like, dingy. And you know what? Debbie goes along with whatever shenanigans that I pull up.
I don't know what. She just sucks me right in.
I do. She does it. Like, we have this idea that I'm not sleeping very good, so we're going to join a gym. And I'm pretty sure there's a whole adventure over there, too.
Yes. Oh, we're going to have so much fun there.
We're going to.
Oh, yes. My God. It's going to be so much fun.
I know, but you didn't want to start this. She doesn't start stuff as fast as I like. Like,
no.
I'm like, we got to record the podcast. And she's like, Tiffany, my car engine light is on. We can't do it today. Yes, we are doing it today.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to stand you up. I really didn't. But my car is all I have to.
It is not. You have a caveman. You have a house.
A caveman. Well, Yeah, but he's a caveman.
What does that mean?
Well, he don't jump for me like Curtis does for you.
I didn't say he didn't jump for me.
Curtis just falls all over the floor for her.
Oh, he does not.
But they're at that first beginning stage of
my
relationship.
Oh, my God. She's like...
I'm not jealous, but I remember those days when me and Dave were like that. And sometimes I was...
You guys were drunk bowling.
We were having
And
fun.
Y'all were touching it and all that. I'm like, gag me.
Don't stop kissing him.
Kissing him in public. Stop it.
Well, we weren't, like, really making out. We just pecked.
Oh, my God. They were drunk. They don't know. I was a little more sober. They were kissing, making out in front of bowling alley. There were children there.
She got home, and she had a hot flash off of one margarita.
She put something in it. I know she did. Debbie does a lot of me stuff. And, oh, I tease her that her stage name is Debbie Does Dallas, and I have it in my phone as Debbie Does Dallas every time she calls.
Chicka, chicka, wow.
Oh, my God. Did you see the pictures I put in there?
Yes.
Okay. What else are we going to say?
I guess that's it for this one. This is just a practice.
Right, practice.
Yes, practice. So we,
and how long have we been recording?
Let me get back to that. See, I keep on forgetting.
Your computer.
I'm not on it. Okay, so we're at 26 minutes, Tim.
26. So maybe we should just talk till 30, just for shits and grins.
Shits and giggles.
Shits and grins.
Shits and giggles.
You can giggle. I'm going to grin.
See, I told her what to do.
You
see
can't tell me what to do.
See what she does?
I am my own
man. I'm not going to do that. I'm my own boss.
You don't boss me around. Yeah, Curtis found
okay,
out
let's
that.
Let's do it in our fly voices.
Okay, we're
going
to do the last 2 minutes.
What are we going to do?
Here we go.
Hello?
Okay, we're flies now.
Yes, we love the fly voice. Because we're fly girls. We're so fly.
Oh, I forgot to say about the website.
Oh,
my
yeah.
daughter sells Avon. It's on there. My son's a gamer. We're going to promote them, too.
Oh,
yes. If you want to be on our podcast, let us know. You want to call? You can talk about anything. We don't care.
We have the phone number.
It's under WhatsApp, and it's my number. Please don't prank call me.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Tiffany. I would have totally separated all that bullshit.
Okay, well, I'm new at this, and you didn't tell me that when I did it.
Well, you didn't ask.
I'm not going to ask. You're not the member.
She does what she wants.
Jesus. Man, I'm getting over this.
I know.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, well, whatever. You're going to suffer the consequences.
No, okay, so, and also, if
you
y'all...
ask me.
Yeah, if y'all have an idea, you have a company you want to put on it, you want to be a supporter, you want to be a whatever.
If you want to be a fly girl or gal.
Yes, but we do have a life coach that we can call if anybody needs it. Her name is Tanya. She's the sweetest lady ever. And...
yeah, because we need some professional people.
Yeah,
kind of
we're not
people.
Professional. We're not dingbats.
Yeah, but we do know a little bit.
I don't know nothing.
I know. But we can make it up on the
fly. Right. Now, see, I have master's in business, so I can fake it. If I need to pretend I know, I know.
Yeah, that's what college teaches you.
And yeah, just fake it.
And how to find information.
Yeah, because behind my name is the initials. BAS for Bachelors of Applied Science.
Bullshitting.
And a master's business. No,
I'm
master's
have to look
in
at
something,
it.
Something. MBA, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're very important.
Nothing you say will ever offend me because I'm smarter than you because I have a master's degree. She's just rolling her eyes at me.
Bitch.
She did do a common sense test on me, and I have no common sense.
She doesn't.
I don't.
No.
And
no,
I
she's autistic.
And I live with my boyfriend, and he looks at me sometimes like, I think he thinks the same. That I don't have no... What are you doing?
I'm teaching. I was trying to show you the time on the down low.
You don't wave at me like there's a gun coming in. Oh, my God. Okay, so...
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Call us if you want, but I don't know. It's my number, so I may not answer.